And we have an update now on a story we brought you earlier this month when we reported that the Biden administration had missed its own deadline to come up with a plan for former President Trump's unfinished border wall. After that story aired, the White House said it would divert billions of dollars slated for border wall construction to other projects. The administration also said some of the money will be used to clean up abandoned construction sites and fix damage to the environment. Miles Traphagen works along the border for the Wildlands Network. Miles, it's nice to have you back.
Thank you, Peter. Good to talk to you again.
You know, and when you and I last traveled to the U.S.-Mexico border a few weeks ago in Arizona, we saw unfinished construction sites. There were tractors and bulldozers parked in the desert, piles of unused steel stacked up, and you know, even blasted mountaintops. What do you think? Does this latest announcement from the White House mean that all this is going to be cleaned up?
That's what we're hoping. And I have to say, I'm very optimistic, and this is really good news. And we've been waiting with bated breath for a long time to hear what was going to happen after the 60-day review, which actually began on January 20th when President Biden stopped the border wall construction.
So the Department of Homeland Security says it's going to be reviewing some of the environmental damage along the border. I know you've been doing that inventory for months now. Where would you tell them to start?
Well, we've identified about a dozen sites in Arizona, New Mexico. That's where I'm focusing. And as you saw when we went out in the field, a place called Cerro del Fresnal, basically the entire top of the mountain had been blasted through. And there are several other sites along the border in the two states where the same thing happened. And we're really concerned that if immediate mitigation and remediation and restoration does not occur, we could see a lot of cascading effects downstream after our summer monsoon rains come.
All right. Well, I want to play this from my conversation with Arizona Congressman Raul Grijalva, who represents a border district down there in southern Arizona. This is from earlier this month.
You can't reconstruct a sacred site. You can't replace a mountaintop. You can't eliminate the effect on wildlife species and water depletion in the area. Those are hard to put back.
And I know that you agree, Miles, that some of that damage is irreparable. I'm thinking about that mountaintop that you described just blown off there. If that is the case, and not everything can be totally fixed, I mean, what are you hoping can get done? How much of the damage can be reversed?
Well, we're hoping that at least we can stop the bleeding, I guess I would say, because there are going to be situations where all of that debris following, you know, the heavy desert rains that we get, you know, the type where, you know, several inches can fall in just a few minutes. If that travels downstream, you could choke up existing water courses. Often flood events like this will cover up natural springs. And, you know, water is vital in the desert. So the wildlife could be severely impacted by future erosional events. And on top of this, there's also a public safety issue, is that there are places that are basically like unstabilized mine sites. And this constitutes a public hazard to people, vehicles, livestock. We're going to end up with recurring damage. And there's nothing worse than a snowball effect after you've already had a disaster like this.
Yeah, I mean, time is of the essence if you're talking about the monsoon rain season, because that is on its way in the southwestern United States. Do you think that the Biden administration has time to make these changes?
You know, I really wish that we did have time, and I appreciate their efforts, and I believe that the efforts by the administration and the Department of Homeland Security are sincere at this point, from our conversations that we've had with them, but we really are racing against time. You know, today, for example, our dew point is at 61, and the monsoon is triggered by a 54-degree dew point for 3 days in a row. So when I'm looking at these weather readings, which I check every day, it's starting to tell me that, you know, the rains are on the way, and we better do something quick.
I want to ask you about something that Texas Governor Greg Abbott said last week. He says that state agencies and private landowners there in Texas are going to pick up wall construction where the former president, Donald Trump, left off. Of course, it's not really clear that he's going to be able to do that. These are federal projects. But what do you think about that as a concept? I mean, if nothing else, it does show that building that wall remains a pretty politically potent idea for conservatives.
Well, it pretty much is just their stake in the ground for, you know, a tribalistic approach to politics. It does not constitute a real policy solution. It's not addressing the root problems of immigration. I believe the states are really talking out of turn when they're trying to take matters into their own hands and take on a federal responsibility.
Miles Traphagen is Borderlands Program Coordinator for the Wildlands Network, works along the U.S.-Mexico border in the southwestern United States. Miles, thank you so much.
Thank you, Peter.